And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is Humboldt Happenings. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Cottonwood Area Transit, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the superintendent of the Humboldt Unified School District, John Potist.
And good afternoon. This is John Potist. I'm the superintendent for the Humboldt Unified School District. And welcome to Talk to the Town, Prescott Valley. This is Humboldt Happenings. We're from 4 to 5 p.m. on the first Tuesday of every month. We talk about all things HUSD going on out there. We have a great show lined up for you today. I'm glad you could join us. Today's show is all about remote learning. We've been in school for almost exactly 4 weeks now. We've been in school for a month, and that entire time it's been remote learning. Our students have not been physically in our buildings, but they've been connecting with our teachers through a variety of online means, and so working from home. And today, and the plan right now is to continue that. We do have the decision was made back in July to continue our remote learning through the end of first quarter, and so today's all about that. We're going to be talking about teaching and learning, what that looks like in this remote environment for the start of our 2021 school year. But before we get to that, we're going to take a short little break. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com.
Hi, this is Roxanne. Do all of you Prescott area locals know about Prescott Brewing Company's Loyal Lunch Bunch Club? It's been going on for decades now, and the only one of its kind in our community that we know of. Our Loyal Lunch Bunch card gives you 10% off your lunch and entree on your very first visit, then 15% off next, and continues up to 30% off. When you reach the end of your card, you just get a new one for free, and it starts all over again. Ask your server for your card the next time you choose Prescott Brewing Company, fun and friendly brew pub style.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Comfort level is a huge consideration these days when you're out shopping for your pet food and feed. That's why we offer curbside service at all of our stores for those of you who don't want to enter a crowded environment. You just call the number posted on the outside of our stores when you arrive, give our associate your order, and we'll do the shopping for you. Then we'll bring the order out to your vehicle and load it with a smile. If you really can't make it out of your house, we've got that covered too. All of our stores will be more than happy to deliver your order to your front door or barn, and we'll do whatever you feel comfortable with as far as stacking it or storing it. All you need to do is call your local Olson store, and we'll steer you through the order process. No fuss, no muss. Or you can just come into our bright and airy stores and shop to your heart's content, all the while socially distancing to your comfort level. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, Clarkdale, and Olson'sGrain.com. And remember, good enough just isn't.
Batteries Plus, we power family road trips. We power bedtime stories. We power our local hospitals. We power connections with friends. At Batteries Plus, we do more than replace batteries and fix phones and tablets. We help our neighbors power their lives. How powerful is that? Get powered at your locally owned store, schedule a convenient curbside pickup, or shop thousands of batteries and bulbs at batteriesplus.com.
Napa Know-How.
Get all the quality parts you need at your locally owned Napa. Because right now, when you order from Napa online, you can pick up curbside at your local store in just 30 minutes. Or get your order delivered direct to your door with free one-day shipping and over 160,000 quality parts when you spend $35 or more. Quality parts delivered quickly and safely. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
participating stores. Standard ground shipping and exclusions apply.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the superintendent of the Humboldt Unified School District, John Potist.
And welcome back to Humboldt Happenings. We're talking all things HUSD. I'm John Potis, superintendent for the Humboldt Unified School District. And today we're talking about teaching and learning remotely. And our first guest on that is the principal at Humboldt Elementary School, Melissa Tannehill. Welcome, Melissa.
Well, hello. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining me today. So let's start off by telling us a little bit about yourself. Let us know who you are and where you come from here.
Oh, boy. Well, I have been in the district now for 12 years. This is my first year at Humboldt Elementary, but my husband and I moved here from the Valley 12 years ago, and most recently I was the principal at Glassford Hill Middle School for the last 5 years. So I'm a proud Panther, still am. My son is still a Panther, and we're super vested in the Humboldt Unified School District. My husband's a teacher at Bradshaw Mountain High School. My oldest son goes to Bradshaw. And so we've been part of the Humboldt community now for 12 years, very proudly.
Right on. Well, it's great to have you a part of the community. Thanks for all that you do, and thanks for being on the show. And so today's show is about remote learning.
Yes.
As you know, you've been, helping guide your school and all of your teachers and parents and students in this remote learning environment. How's that going down there at Humboldt?
Yeah, so to start, I think it's really important to just do a huge shout out and thank everybody that's been part of this. We have a fantastic parent support group at our school and throughout our district. We know that this is not the most advantageous situation that we're all in. However, we are just so thankful of the resilience and the grit of our community and our kiddos. Our teachers have overnight revolutionized what education looks like for the better. I mean, I think back to when we got our original closure back in March. I myself had no idea how to do a Google Meet and had to figure that out very quickly. And now it's, you know, how we do our daily business with our children and our families. We're doing meetings, and so I a huge thank you to our office staff, our support, our IT, everybody that is just pitching in to make this work for the betterment of our kids. And so it's definitely a different job today than it was a year ago, for sure. I think every educator out there nationwide is feeling that way. But it is exciting to see the growth in everyone, the skills that we're all walking away from. So there's some silver linings for sure.
Absolutely. And that's, I appreciate you mentioning that about, we started here last spring, and it was something that obviously none of us wanted, but here we are. As we worked through the summer, we were certainly hoping to come back, mm-hmm. and we're not. It's, I think every educator, every parent that I talk to, this is why we got into education, was to work with kids.
Yes.
And I know it's hard on the educators, too, to not have our kids present in the classroom. And you also mentioned something that, I think you're absolutely right that it's been a huge learning curve for our staff on, what they've done to make this model work for our students has been pretty good. But you also gave a shout out to the parents, and I think that's important too, because, just like teachers were not necessarily prepared to teach online, nor were parents necessarily prepared to be the at-home parents. I mean,
yeah.
Teachers in the house too.
Yeah, and really just overnight too. And everybody's technology skills are all over the board, and being asked to do something that they've always been their child's number one teacher, but now they're being asked to do it in a way where we need their partnership. We've always had their partnership, and the fact that they've put their child on the bus and made sure they had a lunch and a backpack. Now we need them hand in hand with us like we've never needed them before. And I really appreciate the parents that are coming through our materials pickup once a week to get their materials to support their child's learning. I appreciate the parents that are diving into those Google Meets or those pre-recorded lessons. It's a large order, and I know it's not doesn't fit everyone's former skill sets, mine included, and so we all just keep learning and growing, and doing what we can for the betterment of our kids and our community.
Absolutely, so. And I think that partnership is absolutely, it's a different partnership, and we're realizing that about so many facets of our society right now, though, is things are just different. And that partnership and what teaching and learning looks like is different. And our partnerships with parents is different because we're taking on different roles. And I think, you know, not only in education, but I think, you know, our society as a whole, it's important to connect.
Absolutely.
Because we feel so disconnected, and yet those connections, and yet at the same time we do have connections, they're just really different connections. And so talk a little bit about that down, what you guys are doing down in Humboldt there.
Yeah, so it's actually a perfect segue. As far as how do we continue to partner and connect with our families. At Humboldt, we created a block schedule, so our children have either an AM block schedule from 8 to 11, or they're in an afternoon block from 11:45 to about 3 o'clock. But one of the parts that we really talked about that was missing from the spring was that we needed to provide a time for student tutorials as well as a parent support time. And I probably should have come up with a better name for it. It just seemed like parent support made sense to me. But really, it's an opportunity for the student tutorial time is exactly what it sounds like. At the end of the learning block, the teachers have a segment of time blocked out to help where they can call children back and say, hey, you know, I noticed in math today you need a little bit more support, so I'm going to schedule these, you know, X number of children to come back and work with me in a smaller group setting. And whereas, like, the parent support time is an opportunity that we built into the schedule where a teacher can help the parent through maybe the tech issues or even the content issues as we're, if they find a snag that they need support with. And so that was something that we felt was very important to really help support our parents, because, again, they all are busy, and many of them have several children in the home, mm-hmm. and they're trying to be the teacher, advocate, aid, supporter for us throughout those lessons. So carving out 15 to 20 minutes where we can be that partnership with them is really important.
Very cool. And so your student tutorial time, it sounds like what you're doing is trying to replicate something that would happen in the classroom anyways if we were in face-to-face, as a teacher's teaching a lesson, and if they see that some kids aren't getting it, you know, we certainly would, you know, a lot of times pull those kids aside and say, hey, you looked a little confused, and is there something I can do to help?
Yeah, we would either put them in a small group setting in the classroom or a response to intervention or RTI times that we have built into our normal schedule. It's how can we provide that extra support? And sometimes that's ongoing intervention and support with individual kids. And sometimes it's just this individual child needed this individual time or independent time with the teacher. And so it's fluid, it's flexible. It's there and built into our teacher's schedule to help support the students, the parents, and the teacher's needs.
Yeah, and so you're taking what we would normally do, and it's going to look different. And so you created something to still meet the need of meeting kids' needs. And then you took it a step further with the parent support, and it's almost like a built-in help desk or a live help session for parents on, you know, if they need help, if they have questions, if they need support, they've got got that built into the schedule where they know they can who they can contact and when and how.
That's correct.
Very cool.
Yeah, thank you.
It looks like we only have a couple of minutes left. Is there anything else that you really want us to know about what's happening down there, how you're connecting with kids?
Yeah, just really great things are happening on our campus with our teachers. And our Humboldt Elementary has always been known for building those relationships with our students. And so students are posting pictures of their science experiments that they're doing in Ms. Pemberton's class. Our fifth graders are doing a lit study on Harry Potter with their fifth grade teachers. We have teachers giving their students extra time when their meets are over where they can just socialize. And that's really important, those social-emotional pieces where kids can still talk to one another and visit with one another. Miss Budd, one of our third grade teachers, was really excited to share a story about two little girls who really forged a friendship over showing each other picture or showing each other their ponies and baby dolls and those types of things when the meets were over. And I think that's the important thing to remember is though it may not be a typical connection, the kids are still enjoying talking to their teachers, they're making new friends, they're still engaging with the curriculum, and when they come back, it won't be brand new to them. They will still have those relationships, and we can use those as a launching point to jump off of.
Right on. And you know, we talked about that earlier when we first started talking, but the importance of those relationships and you know, in the environment that we're living in as a world right now and how important that is to, as isolated as we're all feeling, how important it is to reach out. So I'm really glad to hear a lot of the things that you guys are doing down there with trying to connect your parents and your students in really meaningful ways.
Well, thank you.
That's great. So we looks like we're out of time on this one, so we need to take a short little break again. So thank you, Melissa, for joining us in the studio.
Thank you for having me.
You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide on KQNA.com.
It's time to save on your winter heating. Take advantage of Barrett Propane's annual pre-buy special now, and you'll have winter warmth at summer prices. That's right. You can buy your winter propane at summer prices. This is Dave Barrett inviting you to take advantage of this special offer to save. Look for our flyer in the mail or order online and save $10 at BarrettPropane.com. Can't wait? Call 636-1600. That's 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
We've been through every kind of rain there is. Little bit of stinging rain. And big old fat rain. Rain that flew in sideways. And sometimes rain even seemed to come straight up from underneath.
Golly, monsoon season brings sudden downpours. Luckily, Cat won't leave you standing out in the rain. Visit RideCat.com for the latest schedule and information. And please, stay one umbrella apart.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Welcome back to Augie's with a few changes. Lunch is served Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 4. Dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. But two things haven't changed. Happy hour, 4 to 6. With Augie's legendary great food and friendly service, with our servers smiling behind those masks. Enjoy dining on our patio, in our private room, our chef's table, or Augie's banquet room. Locally owned and operated, the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
My name is Corey, and I served in the U.S. Army in Iraq. Mail call was the favorite time of day back then. And now, back home as a veteran, I count on the Postal Service for on-time delivery of my VA prescriptions. That's why I can't understand why Senator Martha McSally won't stand up to those who are sabotaging the post office. The pandemic has put a lot of extra pressure on the U.S. mail. But McSally has refused to support emergency funding the Postal Service needs to keep up. I was diagnosed with PTSD after Iraq. If I miss my prescription, even for a few days, it could set me back weeks. Call Senator McSally at 602-952-2410 and tell her to stop playing politics with the post office. Support the Bipartisan Postal Service Emergency Assistance Act. Veterans like me are counting on it. Paid for by VoteVets Action Fund.
Listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the superintendent of the Humboldt Unified School District, John Potist.
Welcome back. We are talking about remote learning this in today's show and how the 2021 school year is starting off. We just talked to Melissa, the principal at Humboldt Elementary, to kind of get the principal's perspective. And next up, my guest is Jenny Torp. She is first grade teacher at Coyote Springs. And we're going to talk a little bit about what that looks like for a first grader. So I'm looking forward to this conversation as well. But Jenny, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've been with Humboldt for 15 years now. Started out as a parent when my boy, my oldest, went off to kindergarten at Coyote Springs. I did all the mom things, joined the PTO, and then next thing I knew, I was a paraprofessional. And then I became a teacher. So my husband is also works in the district as a speech therapist. So we've made this place our home, and Humboldt has been our home for our boys and our family. So
right,
it's
on.
Been great.
And how long you've been at Coyote Springs?
15 years.
Oh, that whole time at Coyote?
The whole time.
Oh,
yep.
Wow. Outstanding.
Yes.
Perfect. So you have some longevity here. You've got some roots. It's
yes.
Good to have you a part of our district. Thank you. And so let's talk a little about remote learning. How's that working for you guys? What awesome things are happening in Ms. Torp's class?
Well, I have to say I'm pleasantly surprised at how well it's going. You know, my kids join every morning. On most days, I have everybody attending, which I just think is outstanding. And that is because of the parents and the families working as hard as they are to make sure that these kiddos are on. So my kids join every morning, and we do a morning message. We do some math warm-up, a math problem. Then we go into language arts. And they're on with me for about 40 minutes, which is kind of tough for a first grader, but they're doing outstanding. Then we get off and they get a little break and come back, and I then do small group language arts, where I can kind of just hone in on skills and really get to know the kiddos, more on an individual basis, just like we would do in a classroom. Sure. Then we come back again for a little math lesson. They join me again, whole group, and then we do the same break off for small group math. And they do wonderful. You know, we have to kind of work out all the kinks with the technology, but as time goes on, the kids are starting to do it on their own, and I hear them telling their parents, I need to be on, and, you know, their timers and everything are going off, so it's going well. I'm pleased with how they participate. You know, they're answering questions. You have your shy ones, of course, but you have that in the classroom.
Yep.
So, yeah, I think the kiddos are doing good.
Excellent. So you talk about, so for both kind of language arts and math, you do some whole group instruction where kids are all on the call with you together.
Yes.
And then you take a little break in small groups. So during that small group time, you know, what are we talking, 5, 10 kids? How many?
So I do 3 15-minute groups, and I'll have anywhere from 3 to about 6 kids, just depending on the day.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so if I'm a student in your first group,
mm-hmm.
And you do, you said about 3 15-minute groups. So
mm-hmm.
I'm in the first 15 minutes. What are my classmates?
They all have a break. So
okay.
they're off. Some kids choose to begin working on their assignments that we assign each day. Others, you know, I encourage them go outside, wiggle, get a snack, whatever it is. So they get that break to kind of rejuvenate.
Right on. And so and the kids are responding well. Parents I mean, how often do you interact with the parents?
Daily.
Okay.
Yes, daily. Yep. I try to talk to the parents when I have my kids with me because I know the parents are there or the families are there. So I always will try to talk to them as well because I want them to know how much I appreciate them. I see their faces. I see all the things they're doing for these kids, and they're the heroes. So I try to talk to them daily. Then we also, of course, communicate through emails and that sort of thing. Yeah. I do host office hours in the afternoon where parents will come on, help them through the technology, which has been quite a challenge for me learning that. But then I also can offer that. I also offer that time to help students who maybe need a little extra help or are shy and don't really want to participate in some of the morning activities. I can get them then by themselves and really see what they can do and support them.
Right on. And yeah, I was talking with Melissa about that before you came in about, you know, that partnership that we mm-hmm. developed with parents is so very important with this whole process.
Yes.
And the support that they're giving their students and in, as a result of that, giving us the school district,
yes.
You know, our ability to help, you know, provide the best opportunity for our kids that we can right
absolutely.
Now.
Yeah. And absolutely.
Yeah. And so you talk a little bit about, you know, Melissa and I talked a little too about and one of the big concerns that people have in this kind of environment is it feels very antisocial.
Yes.
We all feel very isolated
yes.
right now. And yet I know all of the teachers in all of the schools have been working really hard at trying to intentionally develop relationships mm-hmm. and provide opportunities for kids to connect. How are you doing that in a first grade classroom?
So as far as having, I do want my kids to connect with each other because I have several students that are new to the school or the district, so they don't know each other. So our first grade team, we decided to host a Friday lunch bunch where anybody could join in a Google Meet that wanted to and just kind of join and have lunch together and get to know each other. Unfortunately, we didn't see the numbers we were hoping we would see with that, probably because it's a Friday. So what I'm going to start doing starting this week is I'm going to invite 3-4 kids every couple times a week and just invite them to a lunch with me, and then they have each other that they can talk to because they're just not getting those opportunities. We don't have the time to let them socialize. And then as far as me developing relationships, you know, I do try to really make sure I am talking to every student at least, you know, 2-3 times a meeting. I allow them to join early so they can talk to me. They can talk to each other as well. Same in my small groups. I'm always on, so they'll join, and I can talk to them, just ask them about their day, what they did over the weekend, all the things that we would do on the playground in first grade. We're just doing it a little different now.
Yeah.
I've had kids join me in my meeting in the afternoon just to tell me they got a dog over the weekend or whatever it is. And, again, this is what we do anyway. It just looks a little different.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've been in plenty of first grade classrooms where, you know, those kind of spontaneous things just kind of come up in the middle of.
They want to talk about their teeth that are loose and.
Yeah. And so all of that is still present in your classroom.
It absolutely is.
It's just kind of a different way of doing what we're doing.
Yep.
Very cool. And so what are some of the things you talked about? You've got office hours that parents can join in and if they've got questions. What would you, if there's a common theme of, you know, suggestions you're giving parents or, you know, is there a common question that parents are asking along the lines of any thoughts that you have on sharing with parents about?
Really, the biggest thing I get is the technology
and
just trying to, you know, help work them through that. But they seem to be pretty responsive. You know, at this point, I really haven't had any concerns over work or where their children are academically, which is good, you know. So, it's just kind of helping them through the technology. And, you know, it's frustrating at first, but they're getting it, you know. And it's certainly gotten better. The first few weeks were tough, but it gets better.
So what, along those lines, it's getting better. So what, as the teacher, as the one in charge of making this happen, what's probably the biggest change that you've made to make things better? What's the biggest aha that you had maybe?
Well, you know, as teachers, we're used to being flexible. We were used to things absolutely not going the way we planned. So that hasn't changed. You know, I've learned that I really need to, I used to just kind of go in the classroom and it was what it was and it was okay. Now it's, I've got to get the, make sure my technology is working or I have a backup for that technology. So I operate off of three computers. So I've got three going and, I've learned how to juggle that and I'm not alone. That's kind of how we're all teaching right now. So I think, just having to be a little more prepared than I may have needed to be before.
Okay, absolutely. And how about from the student perspective on, any suggestions that you have for, so you have a student who's sitting there and their technology goes dead. What advice do you give kids on?
I always tell them to log off, not worry about it. It'll be okay and we'll figure it out the next day. Or mom and I will figure it out a little bit later. I don't want anybody to stress over that stuff. It just means it wasn't going to work for you today and move on.
And I think that's a great message that I really just kind of want to reiterate because it's a message that we've been trying to send people. I think one of the biggest stresses that parents and kids are having is, you know, oh my word, what if the technology goes down?
Yep.
And it's okay.
And it's okay.
It's okay. We'll figure it out. We'll get you caught back up when you come in. We're not punishing kids, for dropping calls or anything like that.
Exactly.
And it's not just in education, but it's one of the words of the day for our society right now is flexibility.
Yep.
just kind of going with it and figuring out how we're going and what we're doing.
Right. Yep.
So, and it looks like we're about out of time for this segment. I want to thank Jenny. Thank you so much for being here with us today.
It's nice being with you.
I appreciate all of your insights on what we're doing. We need to take a short little break. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide on KQNA.com.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with two locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
Welcome back to Augie's with a few changes. Lunch is served Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 4. Dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. But two things haven't changed. Happy hour, 4 to 6. With Augie's legendary great food and friendly service. With our servers smiling behind those masks. Enjoy dining on our patio, in our private room, our chef's table, or Augie's banquet room. Locally owned and operated, the place to dine on Highway 69. Augie's Frontier Village.
Yavapai County, your ingenuity is inspiring. Since COVID-19, you've changed how you keep in touch with family, found new ways to stay fit, and adopted habits to keep yourself and others safe. And now, you can participate in dynamic health and wellness presentations right from your laptop. Healthy Conversations is Yavapai Regional Medical Center's new virtual speakers bureau. It's also your connection to informative presentations from YRMC healthcare experts. You'll learn the benefits of a plant-based diet, how to deal with varicose veins, what self-compassion means, and lots more. And during live presentations, you can submit questions to the speaker from your laptop or other device. Check out the Healthy Conversations calendar and register at yrmchealthconnect.org. You'll find us under the Events tab. Ingenuity inspired by you.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Rupographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Rupographics today.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Tuesday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. At a dedication ceremony for the Rio Reimagine project, it was announced the region has received an Urban Waters Federal Partnership designation that allows the eight communities along the Rio Salado to transform the area with funding and access from multiple federal agencies. Cindy McCain, wife of the late Senator John McCain, says her husband was a strong supporter of the project.
2 years after his passing, this dedication serves as another reminder of the vision he had for the state and for the one of the last projects he championed. Looking at the river today, I see what John McCain saw, opportunity. He saw something that could be, something that kept future generations here, something magnificent, even if when he knew he would never see it.
The Urban Waters Federal Partnership designation is the only one granted by the Trump administration and is only the 20th in the United States. Clearing and cooling to a breezy 58 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt. Then sunny, dry, breezy, and much warmer the rest of the week, with highs around 86 tomorrow, 91 Thursday, 95 Friday and Saturday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, cooling after bedtime to near 66, heating up to 97 tomorrow, 102 Thursday, 105 Friday and Saturday. Your KQ&A news and weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Tuesday evening. Please be fire safe and stay tuned. Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley will continue in a moment on KQ&A.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, Kennett Waters with our Monster Monsoon Sale, our only sale of the year.
Truckloads of fresh autumn maple, aspen, and spruce have just arrived, and we need room, so summer plants must go.
Perennials, trees, shrubs, even pottery must go, and it's worth your while with plant sales at 25, 45, even 65% off.
It's Waters' only sale of the year at Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott.
Where people who love great plants at sale prices, they love to shop.
For the life of me, I cannot understand why our local politicians keep doing this to us. First, it was the proposed hotel in the heart of the iconic Granite Dales. Now it's a proposed 600-bed jail in Prescott, located at the end of the Peavine Trail near Prescott Lakes. This county board of supervisors has already raised our property tax levy 18% to pay for just 144 beds of this monstrosity. Mark my words, they will come back again to raise our taxes to finish this project. Unless we tell this board no. Come to a rally on September 2nd at 8:30 a.m. at the County Building on Fair Street and tell this board no. Come for 1 hour to let our voices be heard and to protect our city. This is our last chance. In these uncertain economic times, no government should be taking on $86 million of debt, and no government should be building a jail in the middle of our beautiful city. Wrong time and definitely wrong place. See you at the rally on September 2nd at 8:30 a.m. on Fair Street. Tell this board no.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the superintendent of the Humboldt Unified School District, John Potist.
All right, welcome back to Humboldt Happenings. We are once again talking all things HUSD. I'm John Potist, superintendent of the Humboldt Unified School District. Once again, we're talking about remote learning and what that looks like. We've talked to Melissa, a principal. We have talked to Jenny, a first grade teacher. And now in the studio with me, I have Lisa Moser, who is a math teacher at Bradshaw Mountain High School. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, so it's good to have you with us today, Lisa. So let's start off, tell us a little bit about you.
This is my fifth year at Bradshaw Mountain High School. I was at Glassford Hill Middle School for 2 years prior, so 7 years in the district. And the prior 20 years, so that's a big number, 20 years in private residential treatment facilities for adjudicated at-risk youth.
Okay, right on. So you have a lot of experience in education, absolutely, in 7 awesome years here in our school district at the secondary
level.
Outstanding. So today's show, as I said, is about remote learning and what that looks like. And I know you've been doing some remote learning and teaching, and kids are doing that at the high school level. So what are some of the highlights for what's happening with you over at the high school?
Well, I would say the biggest highlight for this experience is the ability to team teach. And it's unique to this situation because it couldn't happen unless we were virtual. And what I mean by team teaching is that our entire geometry department, we all get together and teach from the same classroom, and our students receive the same education. And it provides a new experience for the teachers because we get to learn from each other and become better at what we do.
So let me envision that then. So you and two of your colleagues, there's three of you, you go into a classroom, kind of separated out, and you're all online, and all three of your kids' classes are coming. So you know, if you've got 25 kids, you might have 75, 80 kids on a call.
That is correct. It. And so it also gives an opportunity for other students to see how other teachers teach.
Sure.
But we have all students looking at the same place at the same time, and one teacher will give an example of how to do a problem, and then they'll step aside, and another teacher will come in and explain the next problem and ask questions and prompt students. And it's really nice because we interact with all classes as students are responding. We give kudos to those names that we see giving the right answers. And again, I would never have contact with those students if it weren't for this opportunity.
So you've just, as a teacher then, you've just... you've expanded your, you know, the connection that you're having with kids, you know, twice the
Absolutely.
Level of what you would normally do if they were just your kids connecting with you, you know, just your classes.
Absolutely.
Right on. And I assume, let's talk a little bit from the teacher's point of view. Your two colleagues, this is something that you guys have been doing since day one of our remote learning at the beginning, and this has been planned from the beginning on, hey, this is a great way that we could provide instruction to our students.
It is. When we found out that we were not coming back, we knew that we were kind of under the gun for what are we going to do, and we have to figure this out pretty quickly. So I don't want to say misery loves company, but at the same time, we were like, okay, we can do this, but we kind of need each other. And so we all said, all right, let's do this together. And then the team teaching idea came about, and it's been a very, like I said, incredible experience, very rewarding experience. And I'm sad it has to end, but I'm excited about seeing students. So it's kind of a double whammy.
Yeah, absolutely. And so what kind of feedback are you getting from your students on that? How do they like learning in a group with three teachers teaching them?
A student told me today that he didn't like online learning, but our jokes were pulling him through. So I think that being able to have different people in the classroom, interacting with them, you know, sometimes it's a half comedy show, half math lesson, but we have a good time with each other, and the kids feed off of that.
Yeah, and you said something just a minute ago that I actually wrote down because I thought it was really profound for our circumstances that we need each other, and that it's also a theme that with you know, previously talking to Melissa and Jenny about how important our relationships are right now on connecting with each other and how much we really do need each other, not just, you know, parents and students and teachers, but our community, both locally and nationally, on how much we need each other. And then you also said about, you know, the jokes and everything, and I know that's an important part of connecting with people. And so your team, one of the things that you guys are doing as a team on meeting the SEL needs of our kids is finding different ways, and the three of you playing off of each other to make this an environment that kids want to be in, not something that they, you know, come drudging into.
Right. And our attendance has probably spoken to that, because it's been pretty good, considering. Sure, we have students that may not make it to class that day, but overall, our attendance has been pretty good. And I think just in speaking with students, that's part of the reason. They enjoy coming to class because we have a good time.
Yeah, absolutely. And so that's kind of what your day looks like, is working with kids in this kind of shared classroom experience, and that concept, again, talking earlier with Jenny and Melissa, you know, a lot of what we're doing right now in our remote learning is looking at what have we historically done with students, and then trying to figure out a way to replicate that online, and that idea of a shared classroom and team teaching and bringing together, you know, two classrooms or three classrooms in engaging in learning opportunities is something that we as teachers have done in the past anyways. And it's another way, because part of education is trying to keep kids' attention and trying to inspire them and make them want to be a part of what we're doing every day. And like I said, over the years in my experience, you know, there's been teachers who, you know, let's bring our classes together and let's go off and do this or let's go off and do that. And,
right.
It's just another way that we can tweak what we're currently doing to try and make this a meaningful experience for our kids.
I would say that relationship building is the most difficult thing during this time, because you don't necessarily have those opportunities that you would in a classroom to connect with a student, even if it's, hey, I saw you at the football game, or, you know, whatever the case may be. It's hard during these times. So it's nice that we're able to, you know, have jokes. Goodness, today in class, the chat little box was filling up with corny math jokes coming from one student, and then another student was like, it's too bad parallel lines have so much in common, it's too bad they'll never meet. And I was just like, oh my goodness, this is what we've come to. But it was fun, and they obviously were having a good time, and it was completely appropriate, so you can't bat an eye at that. So
absolutely, and it's allowing kids to, you know, because part of that connection is not just adults connecting with kids, but it's still trying to figure out a way to let the kids connect with each other, because that's an important part too.
Absolutely.
Letting kids be kids,
mm-hmm.
and learn from each other and have fun with each other as well.
And that's also difficult, because that's the only time they can do it without disrupting class. And, you know, kudos to the students. They've been amazing. They're not disruptive. They stay muted most of the time. But, you know, they'll speak up when necessary. But they are trying to make those connections. But again, it's difficult.
Yep, absolutely. And it's a place that all of us wish we were back in face-to-face. Definitely. I mean, that's why we got in the business that we got into it.
Absolutely.
But we're doing what we can to get through it, and I appreciate your efforts. And so we've been doing this for a month. Feedback that you got, so when you look at what you've done for the last month, are there things that you as a team have changed, either because you've talked about as a team and said, you know, we need to tweak this, or feedback from students? What have you learned through this 4 months?
Well, I think that as teachers, we're getting more comfortable with technology, that brainstorming ideas, using what we've learned, what has worked and what hasn't worked. And we've had some things that haven't worked. But being able to learn from our mistakes and just move forward with new ideas. One of those is having students create videos to explain the problems to each other, as additional help. You know, we have so many students who are like, okay, I've got this, but a lot of students who just don't. And so allowing them to create resources for each other. Students are very helpful for each other. So, there's a lot that we've learned. And then as a department, then we're working towards new ideas.
Excellent. And we have just a short little amount of time left, but as we leave, any suggestions, any tips for kids or parents on, what, as a teacher, something that they can do to make sure that they're making this experience the most valuable that they can?
I would say that office hours are underutilized. We do have a set amount of time that each teacher has to work with students who have questions or concerns, and if students can maintain an office hour schedule, that would be great, and we definitely have the resources to help them.
And so they can reach out. They can contact you. They can email you. They can,
all of the above.
Quote unquote, stay after class.
Yes.
And get help from you at any point in time. So, if I hear you saying, one of the big things is reach out. If you have questions, if you have concerns, if you have,
communicate
and just
yes.
reach out and figure out a way, and that you're very, very available.
Very much so.
Right on. Excellent. Well, thank you so very much. Excuse me. Thank you so very much, Lisa, for joining us today in the studio. I appreciate you being here as we talk about what remote learning looks like in HUSD. We're going to take a short little break. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com.
Now, more than ever, it's time to support local business. Go out safely and grab a meal at your favorite restaurant. Catch up with a friend at a local bar or Christmas shop early at one of our great locally owned shops. This is Dave Barrett of your truly local propane company, inviting you to take advantage of our annual pre-buy program, where you can buy your winter propane at summer prices. Order online to save $10 at BarrettPropane.com. Think local, shop local, be local. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
We've been through every kind of rain there is. A little bit of stinging rain and big old fat rain. Rain that flew in sideways. And sometimes rain even seemed to come straight up from underneath.
Golly, monsoon season brings sudden downpours. Luckily, Cat won't leave you standing out in the rain. Visit RideCat.com for the latest schedule and information. And please, stay one umbrella apart.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
So most of you know that Prescott Brewing Company has reopened and is waiting to serve you. Our plentiful menu, award-winning beers, and a full bar to serve your favorite cocktails. We're open Thursdays through Mondays and close Tuesdays and Wednesdays. We still have our weekly specials, but switch things up a bit. Sorry, I can't tell you in 30 seconds, but give us a call at 771-2795 or check us on Facebook. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott, where it's always fun and friendly brewpub style.
The 2020 general election is November 3rd. That's just around the corner. Hi, I'm Arizona Secretary of State Katie Hobbs with an important message. The deadline to register to vote is October 5th, so don't wait. Visit arizona.vote and register today. You can also request a one-time ballot by mail or sign up for the permanent early voting list. Remember, the voter registration deadline is October 5th. Visit arizona.vote, your source for trusted election information.
Listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the superintendent of the Humboldt Unified School District, John Potist.
Welcome back. I want to thank you for joining us this afternoon. We had a great conversation about remote learning. Although it's not the way any of us want to be here, it is our reality right now. And want to thank our guest, Melissa Tannehill, the principal at Humboldt Elementary, Jenny Torp, who was a first grade teacher at Coyote Springs, and Lisa Moser, Bradshaw Mountain High School math teacher. Thank you so much for being here and sharing with us what you have been doing to make this remote learning experience the best we can for parents and students. So HUSD is the community school district. We appreciate the tremendous support given to our schools from the community, and we deeply appreciate everyone's understanding and the flexibility as we navigate through what teaching and learning looks like in these unique circumstances during the beginning of our 2021 school year. It is a collaborative effort that creates our success, and I appreciate all of your efforts in being a part of that. I'm John Potist. I'm the superintendent at Humboldt Unified School District. I want to thank you so very much for being a part of our show today. I hope you have a great day, and join in next week.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Boom. Today's show was sponsored by the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, House Chilson & Associates, Cottonwood Area Transit, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m. and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.